having the possibility of grandchildren, of your children growing up. And so the Christian, the believer, not just a churchgoer, but those that are believers in Jesus Christ exclusively, when they have children, they really want to do something that is meaningful in a way that is both based upon the Bible and that will involve the church family. And everybody needs a church family, okay? Church families are what you belong to. So when you go to church, when you belong to a church, you want to say that. I belong to such and such a church. Like, I belong to the Smith family. It's the same thing. If you say this, you want to remove this from your vocabulary. I attend such and such a church. That's no good. That's like you attend Walmart. No, that's no good. You belong to a home church. Well, we have a family. They have four children. It's going to be this massive dedication of their children into God's hands this morning. Now, that's a very, very sober thing, but it's a very joyful thing. When you decide to dedicate your life to God, the real God, the one and only true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you're signing up for everything, good and the bad alike. And the parents know this, that as they start their children out this soon in life, they're already signing them up into the hands of God that will take this prayer this morning seriously and will guide their children through all of the hardships that are to come. And God may even throw some hardships into their life from his own throne in order to make them more and more like who? Jesus. So I'm going to have the Wilson family come up. It's Rachel, Richard, Corinne, Cassidy, Kai, Caleb, right? Yeah. I think that's all of them. Is there any more babies back there? Will there be any more coming? Now, Rachel is one of the healthiest moms I've ever met. She never has glitches with babies. They're just like Johnny Bench. Here it comes, you know? And come on over on this side. And the girls come over on this side over here. On my, go around. Now, this is a real privilege because God takes us serious. This is not superstition. This is real. And I want you to know right now, settle your hearts, Jesus Christ is in attendance right now. He knew these children before the foundation of the world. He knew these children before they were even close to being conceived. And he knew this day was going to be here. And so we're going to pray and ask our church family together with the parents that we dedicate these children into God's hands for his use, that their lives would be only for God, and everything else would be second, third, fourth, and fifth. And I encourage you, if you have children that you would like to dedicate, just see me and we'll do this. Satan hates this. The devil, and there is a devil, he hates this. That's why I like doing it. So let's pray. Father, first of all, I pray for Rachel and Richard, Lord, as the parents, as those that guide, direct, encourage, admonish, Lord. I pray that you would fill them with your spirit, that you would give them both a thirst for your word, especially Richard, Lord, as he would be the shepherd of this household, the shepherd of this own little flock, that he would be the resource of scriptural knowledge, of prayer, of guidance, of discipline, and encouragement, that you would truly make him modeled after you, Lord, as he guides and directs his family with love and service. And Lord, I pray for Rachel. Continue to keep her healthy. Let us not take her health and her robust nature for granted, because we know that nothing's guaranteed in this world. So I pray for her health. I pray for continued healing after this recent birth. I pray that she continues to be on fire for you, continues to grow, continues to run this race with joy, to finish well as she does her part in this family, Lord. Let her be a submissive wife, a loving wife, and a loyal wife. Let her find her rock that she stands upon to be you, Lord. And Lord, I lift up Cassidy. I pray that you would be with her. Fill her even this day with your spirit. Stir up those gifts and skills and talents for your glory. Lord, I pray that she would have a gentle spirit, that she would be submissive to you first and then to her parents, especially her mom, Lord. She spent so much time with her. Soften her, Lord. Any of that wildness that Rachel and even her grandma exhibited in all those years would be wiped clean by your Holy Spirit, that she would be unlike any of that, Lord. And if she is uncompromising, let it be for your word and for your kingdom. And Lord, I lift up little Corinne here. I pray that you would be with her. Continue to work in her quiet little spirit that is so unique. And protect her. Give her wisdom. Use her in a special way in her life. And let her grow into that remarkable Christian woman that Rachel desires her to be. And Lord, I lift up little Caleb, the newest addition. Lord, that he would walk after his namesake, full of faith, full of boldness, that he would have joy of living, and his joy would always be found in his relationship with Jesus Christ. And Lord, for Kai, bless him as being the older brother of Caleb, that he would have insight into your word, that he would early in his life choose to follow a path totally devoted to you, that you would be so real to him, and that his prayers would sound so authentic because they would be. And Lord, now we ask your blessings upon this whole family. We thank you that we're gathered together. Bless them. Play out your plan in their lives. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. And the kids can go.